From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This music may be unfamiliar, but the singer may not be. She's the wonderful Italian mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli. The composer has been rescued from obscurity by Bartoli, Agostino Stefani. Stefani lived from 1654 to 1728, and what a life! He composed operas, he was a diplomat, he was a Catholic churchman, a bishop, and in time, he was forgotten.
We do have his music. And through his music today, we can really say that he was really a very gifted composer, a composer who needs attention and deserves, actually, to be discovered.
Cecilia Bartoli's new album, Mission, is all music by Agostino Stefani. She figures one reason for his loss of renown over the centuries was that he didn't have a nation of chauvinists celebrating him. He was from Italy, but made his career in Germany. She says Italians thought of him as German, Germans figured he was Italian. Cecilia Bartoli, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you. Great.
And tell us about Agostino Stefani and how you became so interested and so enamored of his music.
Well, Agostino Stefani actually is a quite mysterious composer, and I always wanted to do music of a composer which was, let's say, a pre-Baroque project between end of Renaissance music and pre-Baroque music. And the name of Stefani somehow was coming up quite frequently. And one day I decided to do a research, and then I realized it was an Italian composer who left Italy very young, when he was only 8 years old, and went to Germany. But he composed wonderful music and beautiful melodies, beautiful rhythmic arias, you know, energetic pieces full of fire.
Now, one thing which I gather Agostino Stefani was famous for was his many duets. Here's an example. This is a very vigorous piece from the opera Le Rivali Concordi, The Rivals Agree. You're singing, and we're also hearing another singer and a chorus. This is called Timori Ruine. Cecilia Bartoli, tell us about your partner in this duet.
Yes, this is a very beautiful, actually, duet, and I was so lucky to have in this project the contratenor Philippe Jarouski, a French contratenor, which is an amazing artist, you know, who really understand all this nuance that you find in the music of Stefani. And the two voices, they melt together so beautifully.
I mean, I assume the two of you are singing, are the characters a couple?
Yes, it's a couple who has fears, but at the end they hope then all the fears will disappear and they will only enjoy life. And the chorus is there just to reassure us that everything is going to be fine.
You know, Cecilia, the first time that I interviewed you here on the program, I think you were singing mostly Mozart at that. At that time, yeah. And Philistine that I am, I assumed that you would move forward in time and that you'd move up toward Verdi and up toward maybe Puccini at some point. Instead, you've gone backwards in time. You like the older music, you know.
I do, yeah. And I like surprise.
You like surprise, and the pull of the pre-Baroque is stronger on you than the pull of the late 19th century.
Yes? Now, of course, I love music of 19th century, but also we are coming from pre-Baroque. I mean, in order to have this beautiful music of Bellini and Verdi and Puccini, but also all these great composers, they're coming from somewhere. And I love to discover it. I'm the Indiana Jones of the classical, of Baroque music. No, I'm joking. But I do love to make discovering, and this is a great one. So,
well, one more piece from Mission. This is the aria Ogni cuore può sperare, Every Heart Can Hope. What a beautiful song that is.
Oh, yes.
Before we hear your voice there, the music makes me wonder if Pachelbel heard this or if Steffani wrote it after Pachelbel, one or the other. It sounds awfully similar to his canon. You know?
Oh, this I can't tell you, but definitely I think Steffani was very accurate the way he wrote the music for the instrument. And he's really a master of creating atmosphere, incredible atmosphere before an aria starts. So he was genius for that. So I hope this project, of course, this recording, but also I'm going to perform his music on stage, and I hope the people will get this.
And will you be able to get a major opera house to stage an entire Steffani opera?
Well, I hope so. This is... I try. What I can say then, when I did my Vivaldi album in 1999, at that time Vivaldi was well known, but not as the opera composer of 18th century, the greatest. And in fact, I did an album with only opera arias, and with this was such a huge success, then many singers and opera houses, and they start to perform the music of Vivaldi, and to making records, you know, entire records of operas of Vivaldi. And they start to perform Vivaldi on stage, operas, so which I hope this was my contribution helped on that. So I hope the same with Steffani.
Well, Cecilia Bartoli, thank you once again. It's always wonderful to hear you on the program, and thank you for the album Mission.
Thank you, Robert. It's my pleasure.
You can hear the album Mission in its entirety on our website, nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.